Mayor Sullivan compared the goals of his new job, running the city, to those faced by his business audience attending the Anchorage Chamber Luncheon.
Balancing your budgets, providing good customer service, and when times are good and times are bad, making those strategic decisions that keep your business running.
Topping Sullivan's list is coping with the city's fiscal gap, first with the current 2009 budget, and now with the mayor's proposed 2010 budget, currently undergoing assembly scrutiny. Retreating revenues will cause property taxes to rise next year, although for the first time in recent history, the overall budget will be smaller than the previous year's total, by about $2 million. The city's multi-million dollar gap could extend into the next decade, Sullivan says, with the bulk stemming from labor contract increases, debt service, along with police and fire department retirement obligations. He says cutting jobs is unavoidable, but not necessarily drastic.
The 192 that you see here at the end, I think about 59 or 60 are actual positions that are filled today. In other words, those are people who are indeed going to be losing their jobs. The others are positions that have been budgeted for but not filled. And in some cases, they haven't been filled for a year or two.
Sullivan told the chamber audience that if labor contracts had allowed him, he would have mandated employee work weeks cut to 37 and a half hours. Sullivan says in the police department, no line officers will be cut, and the fire department will still maintain current response time, plus abandon the rolling closure policy. The city practice of all streets plowed within 72 hours still stands in his proposed 2010 budget. Other municipal services are not so fortunate.
Libraries, for example, are going to see reductions in hours. We wanted to maintain at least the main library being open 7 days a week, and we did that. You'll see some hours changed in rec centers. You're going to see some changes in horticulture and other departments. But again, when you've got to cut $20 million 1 year and next year go through this again for another $25 million, you know, things get cut.
All these budget responses, the mayor says, are based on a likely falling state revenue sharing program and economic indicators predicting the Anchorage situation is no better than flat.
We're looking at population growth slowing, employment's trending down, hopefully stabilized next year or the year after. But I think we've all seen with the railroad dropping 20% of its workforce. Airport cargo traffic is down 18%, which means a job loss at the airport. And certainly we've seen announcements out of the oil patch that there'll probably be some job loss there as well. And, of course, then that ripples through because the support companies may not be able to keep the workforce up.
And Anchorage tourism numbers will likely fall next year, perhaps regrouping a bit in 2011. Residential and commercial construction is down, and assessed values will likely drop. Sullivan was asked if he intended to exert more control over the Anchorage School District budget. The mayor said the district was helping the city by taking over some of the cost for the police in the schools program, and the district and city might combine IT departments. He did note other budget control possibilities.
When it comes time to actually doing the mill rate and apportioning property tax, we do have the option, the assembly does, of allocating a little bit more for the city and a little bit less for the school district, and that would actually force savings onto the school district. But we hope not to do it, by a forceful method, but by a good cooperative method.
In his chamber talk, Sullivan also said the city's national search for a new police chief had been narrowed to four or five finalists with a possible hiring in a few weeks. He said so far he's not been involved in the search and winnowing process. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.